One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, He is one, and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared to ask him any more questions." The Gospel of the Lord. On some level, it just almost sounds too easy. You know, just love God and love your neighbor and you're set. What really jumped out from the gospel today for me was when this scribe says that to love God and love your neighbor is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Now, you think of the Jewish people, they would offer hundreds of thousands of sacrifices every year in supplication to God for atonement, for reparation. And this guy's saying, love is more powerful than all of that in the eyes of God. And it made me think of the season of Lent. And it occurred to me, imagine if we just chose to do that for 40 days. Okay, Lord, this season, I'm just going to try to love you and love my neighbor in everything. So, for example, instead of giving up gossip, that when we have the temptation or we're wondering, gosh, should I say that or not, just simply ask, Lord, would I be loving my neighbor if I said that? Or if we're trying to get rid of judgment, right? As we're going through these thoughts, okay, Lord, am I loving my neighbor by thinking of these things? Or if we're trying to give up a certain food or we're addicted to something, Lord, would I be loving you if I ate that? Could I eat that and still say I'm loving you while doing this? Man, imagine how that would transform our lives. St. John says love is the fulfillment of the law. There's nothing better that we could ever do. There's nothing more pleasing in the eyes of God. One final point, and I almost forgot, and I thank the Holy Spirit for bringing it back to mind. Recently, I was discerning something. I was weighing two possible choices and wondering, what am I supposed to do? And so I got a group of friends with me to assist me. And it was interesting. I started and I said, Lord, am I supposed to do this as opposed to that? We got no answer. I said, Lord, would you desire me to do this as opposed to that? And the response seemed to be, you have a free will. And we said, Lord, would it honor you if I did this instead of that? And we got a yes. And then so I reversed thinking, well, maybe it would also honor him if I did that. We asked the other way around, would it honor you if I did that as opposed to that? No. And it occurred to me in reading this morning, that might be one of the clearest ways to discern when we have a choice to make. Lord, in doing this, could I do it out of love for you? Would I be loving my neighbor by making this choice? And I think it would help to clarify, to give us a better sense of what God would desire us to do or not do. Because sometimes I think we just say, like, Lord, is it okay if I do that? God's going to say, well, okay, you know, fine. No, could I be loving you? Would I be loving you if I did that? That we might do all things out of love for him and our neighbor.